to Blind Luminations, the show that is half-sighted, half-blind, all podcast. Now get ready to open your ears to your two favorite Lumineers, Mark and Jan.
Hey, Illuminati. This is the blind guy here, Mark. And alongside me is the beautiful...
The sighted lady.
Exactly. Alongside me is Jan. She can see, and I can't. This is the Blind Luminations podcast, where we go over our experiences being a married couple, with one of us being completely blind and the other one of us being completely sighted. So, welcome to our show, and this week we will be talking about It's In You to Give. It's always in you to give, but this week specifically we will be talking about Jan's role as a caregiver for me. Like I said, being blind. So,
You know the In You to Give, that's the slogan for giving blood.
Well, that's In You to Give, too. You can have more than one thing inside of yourself to give people.
I don't give him blood.
No, but I give you blood because I'm diabetic, too, and you have to prick my fingers sometimes.
Yeah, so it's in you to give.
Apparently. We figured this out. We figured out who has something to give and who doesn't, apparently. You just give care, I give blood. That's the trade-off, apparently.
It's a give-and-take relationship, really.
It is. You take blood and you give me care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, today we thought it would be fun to get Jan's perspective on being a caregiver, since the last few episodes have been more about my perspective on things, different situations I've gone through. So before we get to that, however, we are going to go over what we've been up to since last week's podcast. We had a busy weekend, kicked it off on Friday by going to Mamo Burger, a local place. They have two locations in the Windsor, Ontario area, one out on Ottawa Street and one in St. Clair Beach. I guess it's like just outside of Windsor. And that's the one we went to.
It's in Tecumseh.
Well, St. Clair Beach, Tecumseh.
Yeah.
It's still, a lot of people still call it St. Clair Beach, even though it's been, like, amalgamated, I guess, into Tecumseh.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, you're too good to call it St. Clair Beach. Yeah, whatever. You don't remember when you were younger and it was St. Clair Beach?
No, it was Tecumseh.
Seriously? Oh, well, yeah, because I guess that's because I grew up in Tecumseh. We didn't let the fakers get away with it. They lived in St. Clair Beach. That's what that area of the county was. It used to be St. Clair Beach, just like you had, I'm trying to think of the, like there was Sandwich South. Now that's amalgamated into Tecumseh as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean Lakeshore wasn't all Lakeshore.
You're so old.
I'm so old. You're 2 years older than I am.
I'm so old. I'm so ageless, though.
Yeah, you're ageless, all right. You have the maturity of a five-year-old, so I guess that works. But anyway, so we went to Mamo Burger, and they have a burger of the month. And this month, that is the French Toast Burger. Are you smacking the microphone there?
I was so excited.
You were so excited for that French Toast Burger. You threw your hands in the air and hit the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we had the French Toast Burger, and I thought it was pretty good. It was a little bit weird at first, because I'm used to having breakfast sandwiches with French toast, and those have kind of like a breakfast sausage kind of patty, and this was obviously a hamburger. So the taste was a little bit off for me at first, but once you got used to it, I thought it was pretty good. And it also had slices of French toast that were glazed as kind of like the bun for the burger. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was pretty tasty. What were your opinions on it, Jan?
Pretty much the same thing. It had a good balance of flavors.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
What was the sauce that came with it on the side? That sriracha?
Sriracha. No, sriracha jelly.
Whatever the heck.
And it's the jelly that they use for their peanut butter and jelly time burger.
Right. Yes. We decided not to have that on the... on the French toast burger.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because the thing is that I can't have spicy stuff.
Yeah, and I'm a wimp when it comes to spicy stuff. So we figured it was best to leave that to the side and split the burger and get our own side orders. I got tater tots and you got Did you get the house salad or the Caesar salad?
The Caesar salad.
Yeah, because you really like their Caesar salad.
Yeah, they make a really good Caesar salad.
Yeah, they do. So, I didn't have time for that, though. I wanted some carbs. I didn't want to waste my time with stupid vegetables. But anyway, so yeah, we went out with friends on Friday night, and that was a good time. So after that, it was Father's Day weekend, of course, so we were a little bit busy on Sunday. For lunch, we went out with some friends, tried the Bourbon Tap and Grill on Ottawa Street here in Windsor, and that was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I had a bourbon burger. That's a little bit of a tongue twister, and that was quite enjoyable. It had a nice, sweet honey bourbon barbecue sauce kind of going on for it. I guess there's kind of like a theme going on, because that's like two weekends in a row that I get something with a honey bourbon barbecue sauce, but it was really good. I had that with some fries, and apparently they had just debuted a new menu the week before, so it was fresh off the printer. I don't know. What did you have?
I had the burger with the pulled pork.
Okay. Is that the menu term for it, or is
it?
It
was the Hefty Hog, is what it was called. I was trying to think of the name of it.
Okay, I thought maybe you didn't want to call it the Hefty Hog, because it sounds like you're, I don't know.
A pig? Wink, wink.
A little bit. Okay. A little bit. You're eating a Hefty Hog.
Are you calling me fat?
Hey, you don't look fat to me.
Oh, good answer.
Thanks.
Sly.
Yeah, exactly. Don't look fat.
I tried that. Everyone that had something enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
It was we found it because I downloaded the app Served.
Uh-huh.
And
it's SIRVED.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do searches for like lunch or breakfast and different searches like that. So I'd done for lunch and it'd come up, and you can look at the menus. So I looked at the menu and it looked very interesting.
Right, and there's actually, I was going to mention, there's a festival going on in the city right now called Carousel of Nations, and we're looking to go next weekend, and in the Served app, you can actually get the different menus from the different groups. Basically, what it is over the course of two weekends, different groups, different cultural backgrounds, they'll have their own villages throughout the city. So you'll have a Mexican village, a Greek village, a Macedonian village. There's tons of different ones. And
Bavarian,
basically, yeah.
Slovak.
So they have their, they have their traditional foods that you can buy at these villages. And they also put on displays and performances, music, from their cultural background, so you can really get a sense of what they're all about, and you get to try their foods out, but also there's an educational component to it, because you get to learn a lot about their ancestry and different things. So it's a really cool festival that happens in Windsor every year in July, so you can get their complete menus for every village in this app as well. So I think that's pretty neat, actually. I just wanted to mention that, because I think it's something that not everybody knows necessarily. Man, you're getting excited. Getting excited again. You're smacking the microphone. But yeah, so I think that's not something everyone knows necessarily. And anyway, so we enjoyed our lunch, and then after that, your parents contacted you to see if you wanted to hang out, to get together for Father's Day.
Yeah, it was, what happened was that my niece and nephew were going to be playing charity soccer all most of the day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't going to get together until like after soccer.
They were kicking balls and taking names, you might say.
You might say.
Because you had to get pledges, so they were taking names.
Well, that's true.
They were kicking soccer balls.
Yes. So so that was the plan.
Okay.
And then Mother Nature said, you know what? Let's rain a lot.
Let's rain on your, well, not parade, your soccer game, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of the soccer got canceled. So my parents had a lot of a free day. So they decided that we could come over for dinner. And then they decided that we were going to go out for dinner.
Exactly. So we ended up going out for Chinese food at a local restaurant, The Orient. They have pretty good Chinese food, so we enjoyed that. And before we went here to meet for dinner, we also picked up a chocolate pie for desserts from Black's Bakery in town, and they are a very good bakery, and it was a very good chocolate pie. It was it had a good weight to it.
I have bought many a chocolate pie.
Many a chocolate pie.
Because my family does like a chocolate pie.
Mm-hmm. I like a chocolate pie.
I can't say that was better than my grandma's. Okay. Grandma's chocolate pie still up there.
Mm-hmm.
But theirs was a very deep chocolate pie. Usually, if you buy store-bought, a lot of them, when they put the whipped topping on top, they do like 50 to 75%
They use it to pad out the pie, basically. It's not.
It's whipped topping. And then you get like a little bit of chocolate on this.
Right.
And this was definitely much more chocolate than there was whipped topping on there. And it was very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very good. I had some too. And it was almost like you would have thought that we bought it from Chicago because it was deep dish chocolate pie. It was so deep, the chocolate on it. So it was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very filling, very heavy. Mm-hmm. But that's not a bad thing when it comes to chocolate pie. So
no.
But that was our weekend. I think people are going to start thinking that all we do is go out and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going out to eat again next weekend, so we're not helping that perception whatsoever, but, that's what we do, so we gotta be honest at least, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It is true. And that was the truth. And now we will go on to talk about further truths as you give your perspective on being a caregiver. This was your topic idea for this week, so I'm letting you run with it. I didn't even prepare anything. I just came here, sat down, you turned the recorder on, and I sat in front of the microphone. I got my headphones on, and I'm ready to go, so you just take it away. Take it away, Jan. That's not Sam. It's Jan.
Well, the thing about being a caregiver is that it's very weird to be called a caregiver. Because
I must admit, when you like mentioned that, doing an episode on you being a caregiver, I never think of you as being a caregiver. And obviously, I'm not the one who has to help the person with the disability or whatever, but I don't know. I just never think of us, like, in that way. You know what I mean?
It's one of those things that I think it throws people off, because most people think a caregiver is someone you pay to do it. Like, it's a nurse that comes in or a therapist that comes in. It's someone that is not necessarily part of the family.
Right.
Coming in. So when you have a family member, whether it be wife, son, daughter, anything like that, the term caregiver just seems odd.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just seems like, well, you're part of a family, you care for your family, you would do this.
Right.
But in terms of different things you go to and stuff like that, you will be considered the caregiver. Like if we go for a train ride or anything like that, there are discounts for the caregiver because you cannot go alone. So someone has to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
So whether I like it or not, if you need to go someplace and I'm going with you, I am the caregiver because I'm the one taking on that mantle of caring for you.
Which is kind of nice when we want to go on vacation.
Yeah, it does work out. It does work out in that way.
It's like we get a discount, essentially. We get a two-for-one deal with a lot of travel and different things like that. Mm-hmm. So,
but it also, like, it's a weird thing to do. Because going into it, when we were getting married and everything else, going, you know, step by step into this.
Step by step, day by day, as the song goes.
Yeah.
Step by step. It's TGIF. Come on. Sorry.
Step by step.
Oh, God.
Ooh, baby.
Okay. Continue. I'm sorry I brought it up.
That's right.
You made me regret my choice. Good job. Anyway.
But as we were doing it, I would keep in the relationship, it was very much, okay, I think I can keep doing this. I can handle this. So there were certain things, like, going forward, that every now and then it would be like, okay, well, this isn't so bad. I can do this.
Well, and I mean, that was something that was a big concern for us when we first started dating, Your chair's exploding again.
I know.
That was something that was a big concern for us when we first started dating, because with my diabetes and that, if I went low in the middle of the night and needed you to check my blood or help me check my blood, you didn't want that to grow into something where you ended up resenting me because it's where I would be waking you up all the time or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
so I had to make sure that it wasn't going to turn into that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that happened beforehand was I had watched some kind of documentary. But it was actually about parents caring for children with special needs. And they were saying about how they do need like an hour away or something, time from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was very important because you don't want it where... they got so bogged down or anything. And it was something that I realized that in our relationship, I would have to do.
Yeah.
And it sounds very strange because at the same time that it's not a burden to care for you, it
yeah.
is nice to have, like, even if it's an hour, where you definitely don't have to look after someone.
Well, you know what, though? Like you say, it sounds strange, but at the same time, there are a lot of marriages where people need to get out on their own. So I don't even view it as a weird thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To me, in normal relationships, people need time away from one another. So I never got offended about that because mm-hmm. I totally understand. It's kind of a high-maintenance sort of situation where... I need your help with different things around the apartment, so...
yeah, like, parents need breaks from kids, spouses need breaks from spouses sometimes.
Exactly.
And it's not necessarily because they view the other person as a burden, but sometimes they just need that break from having to worry about something or having to deal with certain issues and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and just get that break.
You just need to get the hell away from me, is what you're saying. I think that,
yes.
that we've been able to distill it down to that, right?
Basically, yes.
I hear you running down the hallway after you left. It's, no, I can't even say that my hearing has gotten better since I went blind, because I wear hearing aids as well.
Yeah,
so.
Those started after we were dating, too. But it was very important to take that time off and not feel guilty about it. It becomes a little, you become almost conflicted at times.
Okay.
Because you do feel like you shouldn't be labeled the caregiver. This is what a wife does for her husband, or what, you know, a child would do for their parent. But at the same time, that you've become the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of a burden on that, in that sense.
Well, choose your words carefully, Jan.
But
or else.
It's one of those things, like, it's just, before we start dating, you had asked... me if I thought that people hesitated to date you because you were blind.
No, I what? I don't remember asking you that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you were wondering if that was if you thought that might hinder things.
Well, I know it has in the past, so that's probably why I mentioned it to you.
Yeah. Because this is when we were just chatting back and forth, like more of emails and stuff like that.
Okay. Long time ago then.
Yes, it was a long
time.
This
was like,
long before we even started dating.
So it's like 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I've been with you that long?
Yep.
It's hard to believe.
Yep. And so way back then, I remember writing back to you because I can be very honest.
Dun dun dun.
A little, not, I don't want to say blunt, I try to be tactful.
No, yeah, you are pretty good.
But I try to be honest about it. So when you had asked me,
You replied back, listen, blind man, this is how it is.
I said, yes. And I likened it to that people aren't trying to be mean about it. That people care, and they don't want to screw up.
Right.
Which is why one of the things, like, I like about having this podcast is, like, I try to tell people it's okay to screw up.
It is. It's quite
so
okay to
times,
screw up.
Sometimes, like, I'm not a great person. I'm a horrible person sometimes. What did I do last night?
What did you do today?
No, last night I saw you. You passed by me.
That was today.
No, that wasn't this. That was last night, wasn't it?
No, that was, I'm pretty sure that was this afternoon. You were in the washroom?
Yeah.
And you saw me, it was either this morning or this afternoon. I'm pretty sure it was today.
Okay. No, yeah. It was last night, because I was going to tell people at work about it.
It might have happened this morning, then.
Fine, whatever. I don't believe you, but whatever. For the sake of the story, it happened whenever you said it. The point is, I'm a horrible person. Because I see him walk past. Because where you can have it with the bathroom and that is that even if you look out the crack of the door, you can see someone walking down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Mark walk down the hall and ask for me. And
you're a terrible person.
I knew he was going out to the living room. And he thought I was out there and he was trying to talk to me. And again, I'm a horrible person because I start to laugh. And let him come and find me instead of letting him know.
It was really nice.
For the record, usually I will try to let him know where I am.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But then
unless
he finally
you leave the room
me.
And don't tell me that you're leaving the room and I'm
yeah,
talking to you.
Yeah, that's a habit.
But that's
a
work
a
in progress.
Year's, New Year's resolution
work in
was
progress.
To be better
yeah.
at that.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things, you forget someone can't see you leave a room.
Mm-hmm.
So you think they know that you're not there anymore.
That's true.
You know you're not there anymore. And it's especially hard when you have the phone that you can talk to and that can talk to you so that if I've left the room, I can hear voices. I can hear either
you hear voices
talking.
In your head?
No, but I can hear you talking.
Okay.
And I can just
You think I'm, like, narrating to my phone.
Yeah, I think you're talking to your phone, because I'm not paying attention to what you're saying. So I just, he's talking, I can think. Whereas someone who, like,
I think I'm dictating to my phone is the word.
Chances are, if you left the room and you could hear me talking, you would probably think, okay, she thinks I'm still in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's probably not talking to air.
Probably.
Probably. It happens.
Not necessarily.
Sometimes you talk to yourself. It's okay.
Not necessarily, but probably.
So I'm a horrible person because I let this happen and I laughed. And he comes and finds me and I'm still laughing. And he's like, why? And I was like, because I realize I'm a horrible wife.
And I told you, you're just mean. You're just mean. That's not nice. Like, why would you do that to a blind guy? Next thing, you're going to move the furniture around on me or something.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, that's just taking it too far.
That's too far. Because that could do injury.
Right. Injury's bad.
Yeah. Very mental bad. Anguish. Pff. But, you know, physical.
physical yeah, injury. Well, you know. We've got our limits.
So it's not where you're going to be perfect in that. And sometimes you're not going to be, you know, a good human being, I guess. It's,
you're like,
it's okay if, you know, like, it's 90% of the time, I say.
You're like that Hooba Stank song, the reason. You're not a perfect person.
Mm-mm.
There's many things, I don't know, the rest of it, to be honest.
that
analogy
yeah.
fell apart quite so quickly.
So way back when, he had asked me, you know, would people date me for this reason or stop? Mm-hmm. And I had said yes. And then I go on to explain, because as much of a horrible person as I am, I'm not that bad where I just said yes and left it alone.
Yes. Anyway, I gotta go. See ya.
Have a good life, blind guy.
No. Anyway, see ya. Or, I mean, well, you know. That would have been really mean.
I likened it
to... You rub
to,
it in that you can see and I can't.
I likened it to if you were a big, big fan of country music, you absolutely loved it.
You used this analogy the other day, and I had no idea what you meant, so I want you to explain this now.
Yeah, because way back then I used this analogy, and it works in my mind, okay?
Did it make sense to me back then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You liked it back then.
Okay, so let's see. I just misunderstood you the other day.
So what it is if you saw a person, you were going to go on a blind date, okay?
I can't. I can't.
But if
see
you
a
were
person.
Going on a date and you were just meeting the person for the first time, and you come up and you notice they don't have any signs on them or anything, chances are you're going to ask them a few questions, try to get to know them.
Okay. It would be weird if they did have signs on them.
Yeah, but okay.
My first question would be, like, why do you have a sign on you?
That's true. But
he's some kind of weirdo.
Continuing on.
Yes.
So as you get to know them and you start to like them more, and then you find out that they really don't like country music. Okay? And you're the hugest fan of country music. You listen to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now at that point, you've gotten to know them, you've gotten to see, like, you really enjoy spending time with them, except for this one thing. Well, then you're going to think about ways of accommodating it, because you've already found ways. Okay, so maybe when you go for rides, when he's in the car, you're not going to listen to country music, but when he's not in the car, you can blare that stuff. Okay, so it means that he's not going to go with you to the country music festivals, but you can go see everything else.
I'll call it a jamboree. Is that okay? I can call it jamboree,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they can be jamborees.
Okay, well, you didn't respond, so I didn't know if that was acceptable.
But essentially, you've sort of worked into it. Now, with disabilities, it's as if when you see them for the first time, they have a sign on them that says, I hate country music.
Oh, I understand your thing
so
now.
So all of a sudden, you are put in a position of deciding whether or not you can be with someone who doesn't like country music.
There's nothing to hide, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You can't hide behind a sign.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, you have, like, the sign out, I hate country music. You can't hide that.
No, yes, you couldn't hide that. So they know it's in plain sight. They have to deal with it at the moment of meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then it becomes a little more in your face. Okay? You have to make that decision already. So instead of being able to get to know someone and deciding you can accommodate that, you're deciding, the first thing you're deciding is whether or not can I deal with someone who hates country music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's much different and a lot harder for someone because they don't want to hurt you. Maybe you are a great guy, but God, I love country music. And so it sort of takes on this extra step where they have to be okay with it. And so that's what I was explaining to you. It's not that having a disability is what stops people, but it's what makes them hesitate, because even with us, it was like, okay, he's blind, but I can deal with that.
You know what I've just realized, by the way?
What?
I'm very lucky, because I can't see the sign, so I don't judge. Well, I give you a chance first.
Yes.
So if you have a sign that says I hate country music, I'd just be like, I don't know what's going on. I'd be like, yo, what's up?
Well, exactly. So, and for some people, if they also hated country music, well, then it probably wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, they could have a sign too. And then the people with the signs, it could be like matchmaking.
So it's not that hard to accept someone that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I look at it as.
It makes a lot more sense now.
Everything in relationships is about accommodations. A lot of people say, like, compromises, but accommodations are the same basic idea.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's sort of what being a caregiver is. It's just working around the accommodations.
Yeah.
You know, I've joked with people that, you know, when you get married, you know, sickness and health, you know, one day you might be with someone who's blind or in a wheelchair or can't see or can't hear. And, you know, luckily for us, we already got the seeing out of the way. And most of your hearing is gone anyway. So, like, I'm doing okay. We got that stuff out.
And we got the sickness part already gone.
We got enough time to work around that stuff to get it down pat. And we're good so far. So, you know.
We're good so far. So far, so good.
Yeah. And, I mean, with me, I'm not completely healthy. I have irritable bowel and that. So that makes life interesting at times.
At least I don't have a good sense of smell. That helps.
Yes. So, I mean, it has.
Was that a bad joke? Poorly timed, perhaps. Did I still make it? Of course I did. And that's another thing that you have to put up with. My annoying sense of humor. But so again, it's a challenge on top of the normal stuff.
I accommodate for that.
Exactly. Not only do you deal with the blindness, you deal with my poor sense of humor.
So, I mean, it's all about accommodation for me. And I know some people have said, like, oh, I could never do what you did. And it's like, honestly, one day you may very well have to, and I guarantee you, you're going to be able to do it.
And you know what? That's funny that you mentioned that, because I'm sure we'll talk about this more on a future episode of the podcast, but so many people told me that when I first became blind, like, I don't know how you manage, like, you're blind, like, I wouldn't be able to cope the way you are. And it's like, no, you would be able to if you were put into that situation, because once you're in that situation, you don't really have a choice. You know what I mean? It's like, if you want this to work, you do have to deal with it. And you have to figure things out. And if it's worth it, then you'll make it work. So, I think it's the same and or similar in both cases.
Well, there was that comedian that we had watched who has diabetes.
I didn't watch
him. And, okay, you listened to
him. I heard him, yes.
And he was saying that...
Blind humor, you know, folks.
People say, like, oh, I couldn't take insulin. And his response was, yes, you can. Or else you will die.
Exactly.
That's how that works.
Yeah, that's... So, I mean... You need insulin to live.
So it's like, yeah, you may not like taking needles or certain things, but if the result is death... You're probably going to choose the other result, which is life.
Exactly.
You know what? Needle equals life. No needle equals death. You know what? Needle's not looking
you
so
learn,
bad anymore.
You learn. Magically, you learn how to deal with stabbing yourself or getting somebody to stab you.
The first time I ever had to do your, check your blood, I remember I told them flat out, I was like, you do not make it seem like I hurt you.
Cannot joke that I hurt you. If you do that, I will never do this again.
Yeah, I told you flat out, I will not find it funny, and I will never be able to do this.
So it kind of sucked, really, because if you had hurt me that time, I would have had to try really hard to make it look like you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you had hurt me and I had reacted in any way, you probably would have never done it again.
Mm-hmm. But as it turned out, I remember doing it. And then I forgot how your mom had shown me to get the blood on the strip.
Yeah, we ended up having to call her, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. What it was that you were supposed to touch the strip to the blood, and the blood would get sucked up into the strip, and I was smearing it on the strip.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was supposed to get in there. Yes.
Exactly.
Your parents had so much patience with me about that stuff.
Yeah, they did. But, I mean, it worked out, right?
Yeah.
You learned. We learned. We grew as people. It was great.
Yeah, and sometimes I still forget you're blind. Like
yeah,
I said,
exactly.
Not just when I walk out of the room, but sometimes when you're doing things, you've had people that watch you eat and they were surprised you were blind. So, I mean, it's one of those things that as noticeable as a disability can seem to be, once you get past that, there really is no sign on you. Like, it's...
Yeah. And it's funny, we talked to somebody just last week who had a funny way of putting it, and he was saying, like, oh, if you forget that I'm blind, like, I'll take that as a compliment. Basically, because you're not thinking about the fact that, like, oh, he can't do a bunch of things or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, it's kind of a nice thing to hear that you're not thinking about that, so...
Yeah, because there's certain, in later episodes, as you call them, or podisodes, as I like to call them.
I use real words, and you make them up, apparently.
True.
Yeah.
I get very technical. We'll probably talk about different perceptions people have when it comes to disabilities and, like, blindness and that, and, you know, how mine have changed over the years. But, for right now, I think we'll just stick with the fact that... going into it, you have to accommodate and just learn as you go. And
it's like taking a car out for a test drive.
Yeah,
you just ease into it.
It's
like learning how to drive. Yeah. You just ease into it. You take it one step at a time.
And being a caregiver,
that was a terrible analogy, by the way.
It's a team effort.
Yes, it is. And there's no I in team.
No, there is not. I want to say is
no it? There is
and then
not.
My brain was like say is not and then it was like cut out.
good job. Anyway,
sometimes my brain falls asleep halfway through a sentence.
It's okay. That is okay,
yes.
As William Shatner would say. Anyway, Well, what were you saying before I started laughing hysterically?
I can't remember now.
About there's no I in team and stuff?
Yeah, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
So it's not just where, like, as much as you're a caregiver, you need help from the other person to guide you a little bit.
You need to be a caregiver and a care receiver.
Yeah, and, like, there is some effort from... It's not going to be where someone's fighting you. If they're fighting you, chances are you don't have their consent to do something.
How about this? A care coordinator.
Oh, snap.
You're moving it all around both ways.
I should put that on our resume.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We're care coordinators in this relationship.
Yeah. Speaking of resumes, I have it where I'm also your assistant because Mark is a freelance journalism. This is why he does journalism and I clearly don't.
You are, yeah, I am a freelance journalist.
I'd like to point out that I needed more sleep last night.
Yeah, I could have gotten some more too, but anyway.
So,
I am a freelance journalist, yes.
So obviously there are points when he needed help, so he essentially hired me in a sense.
Yeah, he hired you to take some photos for me.
Yeah. And
to transcribe at times as well.
So, I mean, it translates over into doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, when you're a caregiver, it's essentially to help fill in the void. It's not to do things that you can't do yourself.
Right.
So it is a relief at times that you are more self-independent.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when you're not, I tell you.
Like, get up off your butt, you lazy, blind son of a so-and-so.
I remember when we were dating, I was like, wow, they must be really surprised, because, like, be like, well, what was this? I'm like, well, your eyes are broken, but your legs aren't. Why don't you go get it?
Yeah.
And this is before marriage.
It was. Like, the time that you screamed at me to go left, was it? Yeah, go left.
No, it was go right, because, yeah, it was left.
You're still having a hard time with it.
Yeah.
Because I yelled back at you, I'm in the sink.
Because I wanted him to grab his insulin to bring to me at the table.
Which was to my right.
So the insulin was to his right. And if you've ever had one of those moments where you forget, one, what you're saying, and two, what left and right are, you can imagine what happened, which was basically me meaning to say, go to your right, and instead me saying the word left, and getting more and more frustrated that left was not turning out to be right.
Yeah, you're thinking I should be going in the other direction. Meanwhile, I'm following what you're telling me and going left. And you're yelling, go left, which I replied back in a loud voice. Perhaps I was yelling to...
Like, how you, like, I wasn't yelling. It was a loud voice.
Yeah, it was a strongly volumized voice.
With his parents in the room watching this entire exchange.
Exactly. So So finally I yell back, I'm in the sink! Which was what was actually to my left.
And then you yell back,
go to your other right!
Your other right!
And then both my parents...
Or no, it would have been your other left, is what I showed
you. Yeah, exactly.
See, he just demonstrated what happened right then.
No, I said the direction.
He intended to say left, but he said right.
I intended to say the real word. But anyway, but as this was happening, my parents were laughing at the situation, at least.
And probably thought, oh good, she's going to take so good care of him.
They're going to be married one day. Boy, I don't know if he knows what he's gotten himself into. And I sure didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so much better than what I could have possibly imagined.
Good answer.
Oh yeah. We didn't rehearse that, folks.
No, we didn't.
It's called being married for almost 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I know, it gives me chills.
Are they multiplying?
Oh, yes, they are.
I don't know the rest of the song, so I can't really quote it. Okay, we don't have to quote the rest of the song. Okay, people are waiting for us to move on here. They're waiting.
Because the power.
Oh my god.
You're supplying. It's electrifying.
I'm going to have to label this podcast NSFW because of your singing.
Yes, you should. Anytime I sing, you should be afraid. I have no rhythm. And Mark, who can hear with his hearing aids, has had to suffer multiple times being in the car with
me. It's when you're trying to keep up a drum beat. That's the best.
Oh, yeah. Snapping a finger or, like, doing that. I realized today, because I was doing it as I was stopped at a light, and I knew I was having no rhythm on the song whatsoever. I realized that if you ever went to hire someone as an actor and said, like, can you play a character that has no rhythm? You would actually have to get someone who has no rhythm. Because there's no way that you could naturally fake that. Because, like, you would know what it was supposed to be. Like, you'd be trying too hard. I don't think that if you knew what rhythm was.
If somebody's talented enough, I think they could do it.
Because I can see where actors who know how to, like, hold a note cannot do it. Like, you know, they can pretend not to hold a note or not be able to sing properly or be off key, yeah, or something like that. I don't know if you could do it with rhythm, though, because it's more instinctual,
I think. I think you probably could. It's more instinctual. It's your instinct to do it how it's supposed to be done.
Exactly. I just have no instincts on this. I know that. It's okay. Yeah. I accept that. Right. I still have fun.
So anyway, before we wrap things up.
I dance, yeah, and I step on his feet, and you would expect the blind person to be the one that does it, but no.
You're usually pretty good, though. You've gotten better.
I have gotten better.
Either that or I've gotten better at dodging you when you go to step on my feet.
It might be that you've gotten used to accommodating my inability to dance.
Ooh. It's come full circle.
Yes.
It's of caregiving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's that whole idea.
The circle of caregiving life. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So do you have anything else you would like to share about caregiving? Is there any more sharing you want to do about caring?
I'll be serious and say that it sometimes is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's with any relationship. I mean, if you have someone who is, I don't know, mad in love with, you know, Maroon 5 or something, and you're like, and, well, that's your reaction. It's like, you know, they're good. And it's like, I'm getting a tattoo. It's like,
okay. Okay, hold on. What would the person be like?
I'm getting a tattoo.
Like, is it like a biker who's into Maroon 5? I'm getting a tattoo.
But if that was the thing, it'd be like, all right, you know. And you just gotta make it work. But it's not easy, because sometimes you'll be that person that's walking around, and they're like, hey, that guy has a tattoo of Maroon 5. It's like, yes, he does.
He's got an Adam Lambert tattoo on his face.
Takes up half the face right now. Kind of makes it hard to look at him sometimes, but you know what? In the dark, we're fine.
In that sense, you could say, why the face? WTF. So, yeah.
Yeah. Where there's ideas people thought that laugh out loud, LOL, meant lots of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And some lady sent it,
It was,
to somebody who had just passed away. Yeah. She thought she was sending lots of love, but really she was laughing out loud at the death.
Yeah. She didn't know that.
Okay. She found out afterwards.
Yeah. I'm sure she made amends.
I hope for her sake that she did.
Mm.
But, so... Anyway, in terms of caregiving, that's all you have to share about it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's basically accommodating Maroon 5 and country music at some point in your life.
And reading a sign or not reading a sign, I'm still not quite sure, but I'm sure you can take away what you will from that analogy.
Yeah.
It made sense. I'll be nice.
Because my grandpa, he hated needles. And when my grandma ended up having diabetes, like, he would give her the insulin. Mm-hmm. And it was just one of those things he had to do.
You do what you gotta do.
Yeah. So, I mean, people that think, like, there's no way I could be, you know, I could help someone who has disability, or I could do this or that. It's really not that big of a deal. And, you know, you'll accommodate it, you'll find a way. And at one point, you're gonna forget they have, like, that they're blind or something at certain points.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And then you'll accidentally walk them into walls or doors. and be surprised that they didn't know to duck out of the way of a branch. It's going to happen. And you're going to feel bad about it, but at the same time, know that it happens to other people.
I almost feel like you're using that as a selling point for why people should be in relationships with blind people. It's like, if you get in a fight, you can walk them into stuff, and it's okay because you can say, whoops, my bad.
I used to tell people, and I still do, if you really want the best relationship ever, have someone who is a blind diabetic that you have to give insulin to, because you can have a fight, and still at the end of the night, he'll be like, can you stab me? And it's like, yes, I can.
There you go. And with there that, we will end this week's topic. If you want to find us on social media, you can do so. We are on Facebook at www.facebook.com/blindilluminations. Find us on Twitter. We are there, twitter.com/blindillumination, no S at the end there. And we are also on Instagram, www.instagram.com/blindilluminations. You can also email us. Our email address is blindilluminations@gmail.com. If you have any feedback, questions, whatever you want to send us, as long as it's not inappropriate, we would be glad to answer you back. And later this week, actually, through our social media channels, we're hoping to have a video out. We put out a poll on our Facebook page asking if you wanted us to add a new segment to the show or if you wanted us to do it in video form. And the winner in that contest was video. So we're going to be taping a little video about a question we got. We're gonna send you a video through the social medias and answer that question. So, and if you visit our Facebook and Twitter, we do ask. We give you a way to contact us with any questions you have for me about being blind, and I will gladly answer them in this new video format. So it's something we got going on social media, so make sure you follow us, either Facebook, Twitter, wherever. You will see that video popping up soon. So, There you go. So as for next week, I don't know what we're covering yet. We're starting to plan out these episodes, but we haven't planned out next week yet. So we're getting organized, but we're not totally organized. But the point is, it'll be another great episode, and that's all you need to know. So make sure you tune in once again next week, and until then, enjoy your weekend. If you live in Ontario, try to stay out of the rain. I mean, it feels like we're living in Seattle, Washington these days. But anyway, that's all I've got for this week. So thanks for listening, and until next time, I will, well, talk to you later, I guess. Thank you.
Blind Illuminations was created by Mark and Jeanette Rushlow. Theme music was provided by Bill Nouveau at www.nouveauentertainment.com. Make the god of blindness happy. Mark calls him Blinder. Rate, review, and subscribe to Blind Illuminations on iTunes or wherever great podcasts are found. This has been a Fire Teddy production.
Fire Teddy Productions.